That takes us to 8:24 in the morning. The program is Up Front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiegert. We're going to return to policing in about 10 minutes when we look into a story that blew up over the weekend that the Oakland Police Department appeared to be screening new hires partly on the basis of whether they had a history of being sexually assaulted. But before we do, wanted to go into one of the biggest national stories that is not getting nearly enough attention relative to its consequentiality. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump said he plans to unilaterally withdraw the United States from a landmark nuclear arms control treaty with Russia, a treaty signed by then-President Ronald Reagan over 30 years ago. And on Monday, he announced to a small gaggle of reporters, he being Donald Trump, that he plans to set the U.S. to start building a new arsenal of nuclear weapons, whose expansion had been previously limited by that treaty. Quote, "Until people come to their senses, we will build it up. We have more money than anybody else by far." Our own Scott Baba put together this report on what it means to pull out of the treaty and why it existed in the first place.
The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF, bans the development of certain classifications of nuclear weapons and conventional missiles. President Donald Trump said that Russia has not been holding up its end of the bargain and that he plans to withdraw the U.S. from the agreement.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
The treaty was originally signed in 1987 by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. The agreement banned the use of land-based missiles that had a range of between 300 and 3,500 miles. The deal was part of an effort to de-escalate tensions between the Soviet Union, the United States, and a Western Europe increasingly armed with United States missiles. Alan Weiner is a senior lecturer in law at Stanford Law School. He is the co-director at the Stanford Center on International Conflict and Negotiation. Weiner said that these intermediate-range missiles made both Europe and the Soviet Union nervous.
The treaty arose out of the risk of conflict mainly in Europe when the United States and its NATO allies on the one side and the Soviet Union and its Warsaw Pact allies on the other were deploying these intermediate-range missiles. And the risk of some kind of error or miscommunication or mistake happening with intermediate-range missiles is significantly raised because you have just much less time to react because of the shorter flight of the missile. And the presence of these missiles was seen as highly destabilizing and creating the risk of warfare, of nuclear warfare in Europe.
Michael Clare, senior visiting fellow at the Arms Control Association in Washington, D.C., said that intermediate range missiles were especially dangerous because they blurred the line between conventional and nuclear weapons.
The fear was that these intermediate range weapons, which would carry lower yield nuclear weapons, they were intended for battlefield use to destroy enemy conventional attack weapons, tanks and the like, but they would open up the door to nuclear escalation. So by eliminating them, it made a clear firebreak between conventional warfare and all-out nuclear warfare, which everybody knew would obliterate everybody on the planet.
President Obama also accused Russia of sidestepping the INF agreement in 2014. However, he kept the U.S. in the agreement. Many experts agree that Russia does not appear to be adhering to it, though they say that the consensus on a solution is less clear. While many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle balked at the prospect of leaving the agreement, some, like Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, have said that leaving the treaty is the right move if the U.S. is the only one abiding by it. Others have indicated that breaking the treaty could be intended as a response to China, which has never had restrictions on its development of mid-range missiles and has been expanding its military presence in the Pacific. Many experts, however, are concerned that leaving the treaty could be incredibly dangerous and could be a direct return to the height of the Cold War. Kevin Martin is the president of Peace Action, a nonprofit devoted to fighting nuclear proliferation. While Martin was concerned by President Trump's declaration, he also said he was optimistic and felt that it could be a tactic meant to force Russia to the table to negotiate changes to the treaty.
The announcement by Trump is not an official withdrawal yet, and it's possible that the United States and Russia could get together and resolve the mutual concerns that each has over this treaty, but also broader issues about peace and security in Europe and about long-range nuclear weapons. So while I don't want to be naive about it, I don't want to also say that, well, this is the start of a new arms race in Europe, because it's not necessarily if cooler heads can prevail and if the U.S. and Russia can talk about issues of mutual concern.
Con Hallinan is an analyst for the Institute for Policy Studies, Foreign Policy in Focus. Hallinan said that he's worried about what this withdrawal could mean for many other important treaties.
It's really not a technical question. This is a political question. And the question is, are we beginning this process of withdrawing from international agreements? We've already broken the Iranian agreement, right? So once this INF treaty goes, I don't see anything but the loss of a whole series of treaties that have been an important element in not blowing this world up.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton will be in Moscow for the next 2 days to hold previously scheduled talks with Russia about a number of topics, including the fate of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.